Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Connie Going, and I am a consultant in adoption for Adoption Associates of Michigan. Adoption Associates of Michigan is an amazing adoption agency, and they are located through the whole state of Michigan. They cover Lansing, Jenison, Farmington Hills. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. They have, since 1990, done well over 5,000 adoptive placements, and during that time, they have advocated, supported, nurtured, and helped families grow, as well as birth mothers, through the process. One of their commitments is this radio show. And this radio show is meant to kind of put the word of adoption out there, to have frank conversations, to talk about our partners, to help educate and support adoptive families, birth mothers, just generally about what is adoption, what is domestic adoption, what is international adoption, what are the challenges that come for adoptive families, what are some things that happen with birth mothers, how can we support them better, and just having really frank conversations about what we can do to work with them, support them, and help make changes in that system. Now today, I am waiting for someone to call in, and we are honored, completely honored, to have Colleen Gissell, and she is the Executive Director of Alpha Women's Center in Grand Rapids. She is originally from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Her and her husband, Scott, have spent 20 years serving Christ around the globe. After attending Cedarville University, Colleen moved to Texas, where Scott was attending Dallas Theological Seminary. In 2001, they joined SEND International and served in the Asian countries until 2013. After leaving her position in cross-cultural missions, Colleen joined Alpha Women's Center in March of 2014. She is passionate about walking the walk with women through their brokenness as they experience Christ's redemption work in their lives. She currently resides in Rockford, Michigan with her husband, three boisterous children, and one mischievous puppy. She is very, very passionate about giving women a holistic approach to unplanned and unexpected pregnancies, giving them those options, adoption being one of those options. I'm going to go ahead and clue her in right now. So let's say, hi, Colleen, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
I am wonderful, absolutely wonderful. I imagine you're in the midst of fall leaves in Michigan right now.
It is. It's beautiful. Fall is here, and the leaves are all changing, and today is very cool, but very nice. We just finished last night at our annual banquet, which is a big event for us for the year, and that was very successful and a very fun night. So I woke up this morning feeling incredibly good about the day.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, that's always exciting, the annual events, and I know that you are based as you're a nonprofit, correct?
That's correct.
And tell us a little bit about Alpha Women's Center.
So Alpha Women's Center in Grand Rapids was established 30 years ago. We're celebrating our 30th year right now, 1985. It was birthed, and it came out of a movement that since 1973, Roe versus Wade, made abortion legal in America. There were many people that said, you know, we need to respond in a way that would be honoring to Christ and would allow us to walk either alongside women that are in a crisis pregnancy or also alongside women who have chosen abortion and are suffering some effects of that choice. And so they were established in 1985. In that year, we were able to see 71 women. But last year, we were able to see 1,200 women. So we've grown substantially in 30 years. We've moved buildings a few times, As of today, we have 17,000 square foot building, which is the largest pregnancy care center square footage wise in America and probably in the world.
Wow, and you're in Grand Rapids, correct?
Yes, that's right. We're in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Wow. If I was a woman who was pregnant and I was going to come through your doors, what would I expect? What would that feel like for me? Walk me through that.
That's really a great question. You know, last night, like I said, we had a banquet and we showed a video of a couple clients who wanted to share their story to people. And one thing that is very important to us as an organization is that a woman who walks through here feels compassion. She feels not judged. She feels a very comfortable and warm environment, and that she feels like she's at home, that this place is safe. And so we've intentionally created that atmosphere. When you walk, first of all, we're in a very old building that's really beautiful. It's all brick on the outside and has big white pillars out front. It looks like a house, a very large home. You walk into the main entryway, and there's a splash of teal color everywhere. That's kind of a rustic teal look that makes it really very fun and inviting. Christina is sitting at the front desk, and Christina is a Hispanic woman, so she's bilingual and can serve many of the clients that come through our doors in either English or Spanish. And she just has a glow on her face and a warm smile that just says, you know, we're glad you're here. She's always saying welcome back to people who are coming for a second time or so. But women come through our doors, and they're very scared. They're in a position where nobody wants to be. None of us would want to have a pregnancy that was not planned. And we have a lot of compassion for that story. And so as the woman walks in, she's normally fearful. She doesn't know if she's going to be judged or if she's going to be condemned for her choices and these things. But what she finds here is a lot of warmth and a lot of love. And mm-hmm. I hear that continually from clients, and I'm very thankful for that.
That's great. So in the world of women and crisis pregnancies, I think that the general population may have a different perception of what a woman would experience in a setting like yours. And I want to be really clear, because one of the things I really enjoyed speaking to you about was the holistic approach to supporting and nurturing women who are going through this. So tell me a little bit about your some of the other things that you offer women, because you don't just talk about, oh, that's a horrible choice, abortion. You are about giving them all of the information.
That's correct. So let's again take a client that comes through our doors. You know, first of all, she may find us on the website, or she may give us a call. She may even wonder if we're an abortion provider, and we're very honest with people that we don't provide abortion. However, we do talk through. There are three options, you know, and we say, really, you have three choices placed before you. You can decide to abort, you can decide to carry this baby and parent, or you can decide to carry this baby in place for adoption. And we're going to talk through all the pros and cons of those three decisions that are before her and with her. A lot of women, though, that come to us feel like they have no choice. In fact, 65% of women that choose abortion really felt like they had no choice. Either they are in poverty, they feel like economically they can't afford it, or possibly a parent or a boyfriend, a partner of some kind is trying to pressure them into abortion. And so they just find themselves in a horrible situation where they don't know what to do. And so when they come to us and they say something like, well, you know, I never finished high school. How am I going to provide for this child? How am I going to physically, you know, get a job and things? We say, well, guess what? We offer a GED completion program. And so we will help you get your high school education, and then we will help you look for a job as well and build a resume and go through our job preparedness seminars. And we're going to be here for you. And the look on her face when she hears that, oh, my goodness, someone is going to help me. And in the meantime, we're going to provide material resources. If you come to our classes, we're going to be able to provide you with diapers for your baby and clothes, and we're going to be able to provide you with maternity clothes so you don't have to buy those, and we're going to be able to provide you with even larger items like pack-and-plays and car seats. And then a woman might say, well, I don't speak much English, and I don't have a job because of that. Well, we have an English as a second language course that she can go through, and she can further her education that way. And the capstone of our programs are mentoring as well. It's just women sitting with women. Being the mom she doesn't really have a lot of times, being that mentor that she just needs to walk alongside of her and to help her make good choices. We have a whole budgeting curriculum. It just goes on and on. We have a single mom support group where they can meet and be with other women like themselves and feel like they're not alone. And when women feel like they're not alone, suddenly life looks really, really different for them. Their choices become much clearer.
Absolutely. And I believe that, you know, having all your choices and knowing you have options to change your life, to provide for your family, that will impact their decision to really look at the bigger picture and not just the immediate picture. And so you really give them hope.
Right.
You really give them hope that their lives can change. I'm imagining that you also link them up to other community resources.
Oh, yes. We have a very large referral book. We can't be all things to all people, and we don't even try. But what we do try is to connect them with many, many resources, especially in this community. In every community has so many resources, and people just need to know how to find them. And we invest a lot of time. Every single year we have normally a college intern of some kind go through our referral book, call every single agency in town, make sure that we know what services they're continuing to offer. So when that client's in crisis and she says, I'm homeless, I don't have anywhere to live, we have three or four places that she can call, and we will help her call them. We will do those things alongside of her so, again, she doesn't feel alone.
That's amazing. Now tell me, if a woman comes to you and she does make a decision to discontinue her pregnancy, how do you handle that?
You know, we had that situation just a couple weeks ago here. A woman was at the abortion clinic not too far from here, and she had heard that we were available to help her. And typically those people are coming to us prior to making their decision. And so they're asking for, you know, help in making that decision. But she'd already made her choice, and she had chosen abortion. And she came through our doors because she didn't have enough gas in her tank to be able to get home.
Mm-hmm.
And the staff came to me and said, you know, what should we do? And I said, love that woman. She's in a very difficult spot right now. And so we took her into one of our mentoring rooms and talked her through, you know, some of the potential feelings she could have after terminating pregnancy. And we talked to her about the services we could provide her for even her other children that she already has. And then we filled her gas tank up and sent her on her way. And she is continuing to come back because she found that, again, we're not judgmental. We care about her, and we want, for people to be able to not be victims anymore, to break a cycle of despair in their lives, so that, again, that the next time that they're in a difficult decision, they know that there's resources there to help them.
I love that story. That really, to me, sets the tone of the type of women-centered that you are. And that no matter what the decision, that you're there to help, support, and really empower women to make changes in their lives. And I think that is just, I think that takes away the perception that some of our listeners, some people out there might have about going into a women's center. And really, such an amazing resource in your state and in your area. for any woman facing an unplanned pregnancy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And again, I think in some ways people want to consider an unplanned pregnancy to just be a small boo-boo that we put a Band-Aid on, when really the person's coming to us feeling like their arm has been chopped off. You know,
right.
they're in it's a severe crisis at that point in their life, and it's a big decision to make. And so we don't make that out to be smaller than it is. We walk with them in that decision-making process, and we care for them, and we care for the whole woman, like we said earlier. It's about holistic, compassionate, non-judgmental care that we can give to her, because she deserves it. She deserves someone that really cares and really wants to help.
That's amazing. And you served 1,200 women last year?
We did. We were served 1,200 women, and not including all the children who come through here. You know, for a lot of our classes, I talked earlier that we provide GED and English as a second language. We also provide a pregnancy education course and a parenting course. Some women that come through our center have had their children taken away by Child Protective Services, but they really want them back, and so they can go through our parenting class, and that's one step in the process of getting their children back. But for a lot of these classes we also offer child care during it. Our single mom support group, that we offer child care to give the woman a break, you know, so that she can have a little bit of time with other women, and she can know that her baby is safe and being well cared for at the same time in the building. She gets a free meal during that time. She has lunch with a group of ladies, and it's just, in fact, that's going on right now. The single mom support group is happening right now, and when I finish here, I'll go down there and join them for lunch, and it's always a homemade meal by two beautiful women who volunteer their time and come in and make lunch for the group, and it's
great.
Very fun.
That's wonderful. You know, I in talking to you, I also hear that I think you're impacting child welfare as a whole through the state, because you know, we know that a lot of children are at risk in families that are struggling, not just with poverty, but with living situations, neglect, and, you know, unhealthy relationships, and that those children and those families may have lost children to the system before, or they may be at risk of, you know, with the child that they are pregnant with, losing that child. So, working with women like that, that are truly on the edge, I think you really give them services that can change their lives and kind of break that cycle of having your child go into foster care.
You know, no, exactly right, Connie. You know, nobody sets out in life to abuse their child or sets out in life to be neglectful as a mom or a dad. No one wants to live with an abusive spouse. Nobody says that's what I hope my life turns out to be. And they're just they're victims of circumstance, but they can find hope when they have somebody that helps them out of that. And so we find that when we give women the right tools, and we give them the emotional support that they need, that they can be completely different. And our hope is that they will raise their children in a different environment than they were raised. And we all know how difficult it is to make generational change. I'm sure all of our listeners here have thought at one time or another, I'm not going to be like my mom like that, or I'm not going to be like my dad like that. And yet, that's exactly what we end up being. And to change even the smallest things is hard. And some of these women, we had a woman in here 2 days ago, and her life was completely a mess. She's pregnant. Her two children have been taken away. She's running from her abusive boyfriend. She's young, but her parents are both dead from drugged overdose. She's been on drugs. She's tried to commit suicide in the past. And she's currently pregnant, and because I think she was doing drugs, her baby is not growing properly right now. And we looked at her, and she's just devastated. She just looked
right.
Completely glazed over. And we have so much compassion for her, and we bring in a professional counselor in that situation, because that's you know, there's a lot of need there in order to walk her story. But as a Christian organization, we believe that Jesus can be the answer that helps people to make life-changing decisions and to get out of that situation. We've seen it happen.
Right.
We have seen people rise above that and become completely different people. And so that's what we give them. Like you said, we give them that hope. And we allow them to become different people. And every once in a while we hear back from a lady in the last couple months. She said, I wanted to call and tell my mentor. I saw her 7 years ago, and I was a mess, and I was in a really bad situation. And I was able to give birth to a child, but now I'm married to a wonderful Christian man, and we're involved in our church, and we're also involved in our community, and I have two other children, and my life is just looks completely different, and I want my mentor to know.
That is an amazing legacy.
It really is. It doesn't happen for everyone, that's for sure. You know, every person that walks through our doors doesn't experience that. But if we can help, you know, one out of ten, or, you know, whatever one that really is ready to get help, if we can help her and she can make life different for herself and better, then that's worth it for us.
I agree. One of the things that I really respect is that you also work with adoption and in educating women about adoption. And you've been very proactive in working with adoption associates. And tell us a little bit about kind of the new venture that you have as far as setting up a station in your I think it's your mentoring room.
Yeah, that's correct. So we believe that adoption is one of those situations that a lot of people are uneducated about, and that they don't realize what choices they even have within that. So one thing that we do working along Adoption Associates is we want to educate women that there's everything from an open adoption to a semi-open to a closed adoption, that they can look at the parents that are wanting children, and they even have some choice in picking who those parents might be. And just to kind of open their mindset of the fact that this child could even remain in their lives, they can maybe see this child on a periodic basis. We had a woman last year who tried to have an abortion at 6 months, and she was just past the time she could do past 24 weeks, where it's legal here in Grand Rapids. So she was seeking to go out of state to go somewhere else to have that abortion done. But she came to us, and she was panicking. She has four other children, and she just couldn't imagine having a fifth. And we started talking to her about adoption, and she reached out then to her brother, who she normally doesn't reach out to, and right away her brother and his wife said, "We would love to adopt your baby. We will take that baby, and we will raise that baby." And if you go to our website, alphawc.org, you'll actually see her story. It's Tara's story. And she talks about how she made, as she says, the best decision for her son by placing him into another adoptive family, and that she's just very, very happy that she did not terminate his life, but that she chose to give him a chance at life and into a home that really wanted a child, and really it was a win for everyone. And so we seek to take the Taras of this world and to educate them on that, because frankly most women come to us do say, "Oh, I could abort, but I could never give up my baby." And so changing that perception of what does it mean to place your child into a loving home. Another thing that we have going really good for us is that our nurse on staff has eight children, and seven of those are adopted. And so the nurse that is meeting with these women that are in these crisis pregnancies, they love her. She is so warm and friendly, and everybody would want her as their mom. She's older now. She has grandchildren. But everybody would want her as their mom. And so when you meet her and you think, oh, if my child could be adopted into a home like that, you
right.
know, and my child could be given those kind of opportunities, then that might be a good option. And so it's very, so we have that going, you know, working for us here as far as trying to help women see adoption as an option. And so then Adoption Associates came to us and said, well, we want to help promote this for you, and that is that we will put a television in the room where we meet with people who are doing pregnancy tests and then possibly scheduling ultrasounds or and are contemplating their choice. And so we showed them all three of their choices with this video, abortion and parenting and then adoption. And in the adoption portion of that slideshow, there's actually pictures of real families here in Grand Rapids that are on a waiting list for a child, so that they can see who is out there waiting right now.
Well, and that gives them an opportunity just to look at the bigger picture. You know, I think we have this society has this image of that the woman just goes into your facility and they get this scare video instead of the hope and love that they truly deserve, and I think just dispelling that perception is so important.
It is, and even in showing that video, we ask permission to be able to show that to the woman. We're not going to do anything that she is not asking for, and so that's very important to us. You know, because ultimately, it is a woman's right to choose in this country, and she does have a legal choice, and she is the decision maker. That baby's not the decision maker. That baby has no choice, but she does, and so we want to help her in that regard.
And Colleen, in giving her all the information, really, I think, just really goes again to the fact that you truly care, because if, you know, there are places, and, you know, in both realms, if you go to certain places that do abortions, you're not going to hear about adoption. You're not going to hear about
adoption.
And I don't know that women understand that, and it's what I really, really admire is that as a woman, I can go in and see every option available to me. And I can talk to other women that have had similar situations and choices. And then I can go back and, without feeling pressured, can make the decision that's right for me.
Yes, that's exactly right. We want women to be informed on all the options and feel like they are empowered to do what's best for them. Again, the client that we were able to show her video last night, she even said that this her boyfriend was really saying, I don't want to be a dad. I you need to have an abortion, and so sent her to the clinic with the money. And she said, this isn't right for me. And when she came here, she was scared, but she sat with us, and she went back to her boyfriend, and she gave him his money back, and sure enough, he left. And so that was a very difficult choice to make, and I feel our heart is just very much compelled towards helping her. But she says, now Alpha Women's Center has become the family that I need. They're the support that I need, and we're truly more supportive because the boyfriend only wanted what he wanted. He didn't really care about what she wanted or what was best for her or for her baby or her body. He just wanted his agenda pushed forward. But we're here to support her in her decisions with both of her children. Now she has two. And the other thing is that it's important for the listeners to know that centers like ours in no way profit from what a woman chooses. You know, an abortion clinic profits from a woman's right to choose abortion. But all of our services are completely free and completely confidential. And so we have nothing to profit from that. It allows us to be unbiased that way.
And on top of that, you're non-judgmental. And I think that's the word I want to put out there, is that these women are already feeling judged. And judged by their immediate family, by the world, by what's going on. And you give them that place where they can make that decision with all the information and not be judged, but loved.
That's exactly right. We, in our training for mentors, we talk about how many of us have ever felt judged. And certainly all of us have felt judged before. We pose the question, how many of you have ever walked into school or church or some environment where your kids are, you know, acting up or, you know, acting a mess, and you feel judged by everyone around you because of that. You know, all of us feel that way if we're parents. You know, how many of you have ever felt judged because you walked in late to a meeting and people didn't know why you were late to that meeting, and you couldn't really say why you were late to that meeting, but you felt judged because of that. And feeling judged is awful. It just, we don't want to feel that way. Frankly, all of us either make mistakes or find ourselves in difficult positions. Even some of the women that come to us, two women recently were raped and became pregnant. And so that, again, wasn't even their choice. But they're still pregnant. They still have a choice. There is still a situation that they need to deal with. And we walk with them through those type of very, very difficult situations. And again, without judgment. And yet with an idea, too, that there can be hope, even in the most desperate situations.
I like that. I really like that. As we move forward and move into conclusion, I want you to tell us just a little bit about yourself, Colleen, because I think you're just an amazing woman and your life is fascinating. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you to ask. I'd say I'm rather ordinary, but I guess I've had some extraordinary experiences in my life. I am from Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is where my family and my husband's family live now. But for the last 20 years, we've been living all around the globe. I went to college in Ohio, and then we went to a seminary in Dallas. And then my husband and I moved overseas, and we were able to serve in three different countries in Asia, doing lots of different things. Primarily, I helped place English teachers all over China and different areas of Asia, so to be able to impact that culture in that regards, and to help people to be able to further themselves and better themselves. But a couple years ago, we felt called to bring our family home. I'd given birth to three beautiful children, and I gave birth in three countries in 4 years to three different kids, and I call that the definition of insanity. So my children, while they are very Caucasian, like myself, their heart feels very Asian, and I like that. We have a very big worldview in our family, and we've seen a lot of the world, and we've seen true poverty and desperation, and we know how incredibly blessed we are to be Americans and to live where we do, and to have what we have, and because a lot of people in the world don't have that. And so then we came back to Grand Rapids, Michigan 2 years ago, and I just said, well, what's next? You know, my children are in school now, which is wonderful, and what can I do to give back to the community? And my passion has always been women. My passion has always been developing them to their fullest potential and seeing people one by one grow and feel empowered to make good decisions and to live out their gifting and God's call on their lives. And I've been in desperate situations myself, and so I know what it's like to not know, and to not know what tomorrow holds, or not know what to do. And a lot of what I tell women is I can't do much for you, but I can lay on the ground next to you, and we can both look up, because I've laid on the floor before, and you know, a lot of times that's all people need is to know someone's laying down next to them, and mm-hmm. And so now I get to continue that in a much bigger scale. I don't have as much contact with clients as I would like, but overall, I get to lead this great organization and mm-hmm. to see so many people come through this door and to know that we're impacting the community. And one other thing, too, that's exciting is that we are in the process of purchasing that house next door that's adjacent to our current property, and we are going to start a fatherhood program. Because we also believe that if we're going to impact this culture and this community, that we're going to need to offer the same types of services to dads, and so right. we're going to be starting that in the next year.
That's amazing to know that where you come from, where you're going, what you're doing now, but you're truly impacting life, and I think changing the world.
One life at a time.
Yeah. And with that, I'd like to end, and I want to thank you, Colleen, for being here and being such a wonderful guest. For those of you who want to reach Colleen, how can they find you? What is your address, your website, your phone number?
Well, thank you for inviting me to be on the show today. I certainly appreciate the opportunity and to talk to you. And yes, if people want to be able to get a hold of us, again, you can find us on the website at www.alpha, that's alphawc.org, alphawc.org. We are located at 1725 Division Avenue South in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And feel free to pick up the phone and give me a call. Again, my name is Colleen Geisel. My phone number is 616-742-0242, extension 101. They can call me anytime.
Thank you, Colleen. And I'd also like to send a thank you out to Adoption Associates, who sponsors this show.